Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Russell Tovey.
And I'm Robert Diamant.
And this is Talk Art
from Chiltern Street. We are at Shreeji News for our book launch.
Welcome to Talk Art.
So,
this is a shambles. Anyway, we are doing a roving reporter turn the tables today, and we have an amazing artist who's going to be perusing the party and cherry picking incredible anecdotes and stories from our wonderful selection of guests. So we would like to welcome to Talk Art, Dosa Cat. Hi, Dosa.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I feel on top of the world.
Well, you better get busy, hun, because you're here to rove and report. We are looking forward to this moment. We have to sign books now, so off you go.
Okay, off I go. Here's me walking
off. I'm not an icon.
You are an icon. I'm here with the icon, the one and only Judith. Now, Judith, you are the mother of one of the gentlemen, isn't that correct?
That's right. I'm Robert Diamond's mother.
And how does that feel? Be honest.
I'm very, very proud of him and Russell and everything they've achieved, because they're making art accessible and inclusive for everybody. And I've always loved art, and it's been an important part of my life, you know? And to see people engaging with their podcast is unbelievable. 6 million downloads.
But be honest though, Judith. Do you listen to the podcast?
I do.
Regularly?
Yes. Oh, okay. I find time to listen to it.
Okay, I'm really here for this. Now, one question that I have to ask, because it's really the only thing I care about. Where is this jacket from?
It's from Selfridges.
Stunning.
And it's Max Mara. I bought it a year ago. I just saw it and I thought, oh, I love that. I took it home and I thought, oh my God, what have I done? So I took a photograph and I sent it to Robert and I said, Rob, I've just bought this. Should I take it back? No, he said, you always wear bright colours. Keep it.
I will be honest with you, Judith. I probably will flirt with Rob so hard just to get this jacket in the will. And that's what I'm going to do.
What's your podcast?
I don't have a podcast. Oh. I think I'd call it the litter box.
Right, so what's this for then?
This is for their podcast. This is for theirs. It's not me. I've just been hired. Yeah, I don't do things like this for free. Right, Judith, you carry on about your business, my darling. Lovely to meet you, absolutely. Charlie King, how are you?
Do you know I'm going by the name Charles King?
You're going by Charles King?
Well, I thought for this summer it's quite fitting. And I feel quite regal when I say it.
Does that also imply that you're not Googled enough as Charlie King, so you want the hits on your name?
I'm on a bit of a career slump right now.
Speaking of career slumps, welcome to Talk Art. Love you. How do you know Russell and or Robert?
So I know Russell from back in the day when, you know, us Essex boys, we all know of each other. I was actually a huge fan of Russell's work. And it was just so random that I got to meet him at an event very soon after seeing him on the Jonathan Ross show. And he took Rocky on there. And I was like, wow, these guys, he's cute. And the dog was amazing. And I then met Russ and we got on. And he was a quiet fan of The Only Way's Essex, which I was on.
Gasp.
Gasp.
It's BAFTA award winning. I just want everybody to know that it's BAFTA award winning.
Thank you. Yes, it is. And yeah, we just become really good friends. And I've said it very publicly as well. Like, he's been a big part of my understanding who I am. I've always just had so much admiration for him. Sorry, with Rob, not to forget Rob.
A lot of people forget Rob. So anyway, so, but no, go on.
Rob the side chick, never. I met Rob through Russ at a party, and we've all just gotten, you know, Rob and Russ, they're amazing guys.
Oh, that's so sweet. So are you subscribed to the Talk Art podcast? He's not. So let's talk about the book then, because let's just go away, because that's pretty awkward. Yep. Have you read the book?
No, I'm looking forward to getting my hand.
It's okay, I haven't read it either. I didn't even know they wrote a book. But it's called Talk Art, The Interviews. What do you think of the cover, first and foremost?
I love the cover. I think it's very eye-catching. And I actually really do love what they're doing. And I've become even more invested since I saw Madonna's following Talk Art. And I said this to Rob not so long ago. If it's good enough for Madonna, it's now good enough
for me.
For me.
Amen. So it has got the Madonna seal of approval. I don't know if Madonna has received her copy, but one can only hope. She is touring currently, so maybe this is her tour book. We don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, all those in between, that was Charlie King. Fine figure of a man. People are in the book. I'm here with individuals that are actually in this
goddamn book.
Tell me your name, your discipline, and what you do.
My name's Lydia Pettit. I am a painter, and I paint.
Amen. And Lydia, what kind of like painting do you do? What are we talking? Are we talking oil on canvas? Are we talking pointillism?
Watch out, I can talk a lot. Oil.
I'll just cut you off.
Well, I do oil on canvas, but I also do textile, performance, film, all that stuff. And I do self-portraiture, and I use the imagery of horror films.
Oh, let's talk horror films.
Oh, really?
All right, let's just go for like two, because we haven't got time on this.
Okay, that's great.
Right, give me a horror film that you watched and thought, if I'd have shot that, it would have been so much better.
Oh, my God, that's a really... Men.
Just men in general?
No. The most recent film, Men. It's got really good ideas, but I think it really misses the point and is very heavy-handed, and I feel like if a woman directed it...
Okay, now what's one horror film that whenever you close your eyes, that one scene just does not leave your mental space?
The remake of Suspiria, there's a scene in the yellow room where one of the dancers is like, it's a really great body horror scene where she's kind of like, the main character is dancing, her body starts like compressing and contorting and is like being crushed by like the actions of this woman in another room. And it's like really fantastic horror scene. I was really like struck by it and like impressed by it.
Stunning. Now, speaking of fantastical horror scenes, how do you know Russell and Robert?
Russell, I was aware of. Well, I knew Talk Art. My friend Louis Fortino was on it years ago. Basically, what happened is Russell followed me on Instagram for a little bit. I had a online.
For a little bit and then unfollowed you.
No. He didn't unfollow me, but we never spoke. But then basically, I had an online solo with White Cube and I just DM'd him. I was like, hi, Russell. I know we've never had a conversation. Do you want to come see this viewing room of my work? I get if you're busy, you're a literal celebrity. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure. And then he came and saw the work and then asked me to be on the podcast. It was awesome.
In terms of this book, like, have you had a chance to have a look at it? Like, have you like skimmed through it or stuff? Or what's the deal?
Well, I got to see my portion, but it was my first time actually leafing through it today, and it's just really interesting to see all the like insanely accomplished, wonderful people that I just happened to be sitting next to. It's really sweet that they asked me to be a part of it, given how many interviews they've done. Yeah, it's great. It's like people I admire, people I'm friends with. It's a really nice experience to share with people.
And have they signed your copy?
Apparently, I'm getting a signed copy in the mail.
In the mail?
Yeah.
So they're not giving you, hang on, hang on, Russell and Robert are not giving you a signed copy of their book whilst we are in a bookshop surrounded by their book. Is that correct?
They did sign one for my parents, though.
Yeah, but...
They signed it for my mom and dad.
Yeah, but shock horror, Lydia's mom and dad can't actually read, so it's so irrelevant. Lydia, thank you so much. It was lovely meeting you. Gorgeous. Anything to say, last words?
No, you look great.
Amen. I'm here with, do you know what, why don't you introduce yourself? Why don't you do that for me? Why don't you give me three words and then a name? There's a dog.
There's a dog.
A very gorgeous, I want to say a whippet. The man looked at me and looked away. It is a whippet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dose of Cat. She knows the dogs. Hugh Coles, talk to me.
You get your own spin-off podcast.
Dose of Cat and the Dogs. Just really doggish men. and we talk about toxic masculinity. Anyway, speaking of toxic masculinity, oh, let's destroy
patriarchy.
Oh, it's boring though, isn't it? Why are we still doing that? Get over it. I don't even wear a bra anymore. Okay, Hugh, how do you know Russell and or Robert?
I don't know Robert. I just met Robert's mum, actually.
Is she not an icon?
She is so lovely.
Have you seen that jacket?
Yes, the floral sort of, yeah, it's very nice. And I know Russell because I'm an actor and I did some acting with Russell. And
But you also work with Russell in a different capacity now, don't you?
We don't talk about the massages.
And who am I here with? No, don't be so silly. Okay, yeah, okay. So let's not talk about massaging Russell.
I do, actually. I'm working with Russell on his new documentary that's coming out. Life is Excellent, about the artist David Rebilliard. And we sort of connected over that, and he squeezes that in amongst his million other projects.
Now, let's talk art. You like that, don't you? That was just for you, that one. Have you listened to the podcast? And be honest.
No.
Good. Did you even know that they had a book launch today?
No, I was just walking past.
Hugh Coles, a man of the people, everyone. Man of the people. Do you have like a favourite period of art?
Modern. If we're splitting it broadly, this is a moron of art speaking, but if we're splitting it broadly into, if we're going Tate Britain, Tate Modern every single time.
Now, is there a piece in the Tate Modern that you look at and you say, do you know what? I could have done that.
I thought you were going to go, that's really impressive.
Yeah, okay, give me the impressive one first.
The impressive one is Tower of Babel. I can't remember who it's by, but it's incredible. And it was actually the first piece of art, you're getting deep, it's the first piece of art, I was like, oh, this is actually, I can understand this, or I like appreciate this on an artistic level, as opposed to the other ones where you walk around and go, oh, I could do that.
Like?
Oh, you know, the Picassos, the Monets.
We've got Hugh's PR team just next to him, absolutely screaming, wide-eyed, can't touch me because I'm of colour and queer. Thank you so much. Right, we are on a bench outside somewhere. I don't know where we are. In front of some linen. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm here with potentially two fans. I don't know if they are fans. Oh, they are. Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what, or how, or rather how you know Russell and Robert?
Sure. So I met Robert when I first moved to London in 2013.
And where are you from originally?
Italy.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. And so I was in school, I was doing my master, and he came to give a talk. And he was so kind, and we, you know, I asked him like a ton of questions, and I was like so admired, and then we kept in touch throughout the years, and he's always been absolutely adorable. And then they did the podcast, and they became the soundtrack of my days in the studio, really. Like from the pandemic onwards, they're like there with me.
So you mentioned studio, so am I talking to an artist?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, so then tell me your name and tell me the type of artistry you've got.
My name is Matilde Cerruti Quara.
Tell them again. Say that one slower.
Matilde Cerruti Quara. Good luck with that. And I'm an artist and I work quite multimedia, so I work a lot with performance. Text-based artworks, becoming engravings, embroideries, poetry prints on mirror or aluminium.
Wow.
And I love creating installations which are immersive, meant for people to experience energies. And then throughout performance, I kind of give life to text in a different way. So often my installations become like the set. I went to drama school, so I didn't have an arts training.
Ah.
I did a master in modern art theory, and then I went to drama school.
Fierce. What drama school did you go to?
Central School.
Did you? Okay, cool. So multimedia artist. Okay, so that's gorgeous. That sounds stunning. Now, I'll move over here to my right. Now, tell me. How do you know? No, let's save the name because I'm excited about these names. Tell me, how do you know Robert and or Russell?
I haven't met them before tonight, but I feel that I've been friends.
And were you disappointed?
Such a long time. No. Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Even more handsome than the voices in the podcast.
Oh,
but yeah.
I've got fabulous voices.
Yeah, same as Matilde. I listen to them like all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm an artist as well. And yeah, they keep me company a lot, which
stunning.
Is amazing. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's very, I mean, what they've been doing is amazing. It's really, really important for us to listen to stories that, you know, help us keep going and yeah, knowing that we are not alone in this. And you know, like, yeah, I mean I also love listening to people's stories.
I could spend
my
too.
Whole life listening to people talking about their lives. It's amazing.
Okay, that's lovely. Oh, this is such a wholesome conversation from the last one I had. You calls. Right, now tell me your name and the type of artistry you possess. And I'm very excited about this. Right, go.
Nice question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So my name is Verde, which means green.
Mm.
That's my first name. Mm-hmm. Do you want to listen to the last name?
Listen, I want all the names. I want every single government official name.
So my last name is Cordero di Montezemolo, but I work with Verde. Mm. It's actually just, yeah, my artist name is Verde. I'm an artist as well. I'm a painter. I work with, all on canvas. And I've recently started working, well, recently, 2 years ago, with food as well. I create food installations, and then I combine the paintings and the food installations together.
Mm.
And yeah,
wow.
At a time.
Wow, how interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you ever worked on anything together?
Not We've yet. Been thinking up. Yes. We haven't done it yet.
Oh, can we have like an exclusive thought?
Yeah. Well, it has to do, I think it's like, you know, we're here to celebrate Rob and Russell's work, which is essentially think about community. And as Verde said, not feeling isolated, because we all do jobs which can feel so isolating sometimes. Although they're, you know, it's an immense privilege to be an artist. But at the same time, sometimes you're like in your studio and you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
You know, when is the next show coming? Oh, my God. I'm, you know, and it's just so great to be able to feel like you belong to a wider, you know, we belong to like a invisible network of energies coming together. So it will have to do with bringing people together.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, I think that one of the beautiful things about the podcast, and especially about this book as well, I mean, obviously the book contains all these interviews that they've had with such incredible, influential people in their industries. And I think one thing that I've really realized is that this group of people here are so eclectic, and there's such a wide variety of people. And I think that's really the beautiful thing about talk art as a whole, as an energy source, is that it's drawn so many different people here, so many different artists from so many different disciplines.
So true. And the most beautiful thing about talk art, I find that it's like every time you listen to a new interview, you have the sense that like they really try to like tell the truth about these people, and like eventually like what comes out of it is like that it's just beautiful to be yourself. And like they celebrate the true essence of each person, which is incredibly beautiful and very, very emotional at times.
Oh my God, this is such a nice interview. Everyone else has been awful. I'm standing here with actor Dino. It's happening. You're also getting involved, Miss Thing. Yeah, and childhood TV star icon. But we'll get involved. Right, listen, let's just go off the cuff. How do you know Russell and or Robert in the shortest sentence you can give me?
Okay, so through acting, actually, not through art, through work. Russell and I actually met before we've worked together, so three mutual friends, and then we actually did work together on Years and Years. So I've known him for like 10 years now.
We both met Russell playing Russell's partner.
Yes, we did.
Whoa. So am I right in understanding that both of you have slept with Russell Tovey?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. On camera.
He hated every minute with me. Apparently he joined it with Dino.
Is that correct, Dino?
That is true. But then he did like completely jilt me in the series we're in together and left me to die. So, remember?
Now, have you looked at the book?
I have, actually, yes.
And what do you think of it? Be honest.
I've had a flick through. It looks stunning. I met Navod, who's one of the artists in it, and we had a really good chat. And he's from Berlin, so we spoke some German, and he was telling me about his art.
You speak German?
Yeah, ich kann Deutsch sprechen. Meine Mutter Deutsch ist.
Is it?
Yeah.
You better work.
Yeah, carry on.
Not in German. Okay. No, I haven't got the money for subtitles.
So, yeah, so far it looks stunning. And I've chatted to some of the other artists, and I've had a little flick through, had my book signed, and I can't wait to tuck in.
Oh, that's so sweet. Speaking of tucking in, now please do introduce yourself, because I am aware of who you are. And I have to be honest, when I got that follow on Instagram, I gagged. Now, please introduce yourself and tell us how you know Robert and or Russell. I was about to call him Richard.
Were you?
That's awkward. That's a lot of our names. Yeah, carry on. Sorry, apologies. Right, go.
Okay, I'm Laura Eggman. I'm an actor. I know Russell because we were in the job lot together. He's my boyfriend. And I know Rob through Russell. And I have been on Talker.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? It was early days before they got good guests.
Is that the moment? Is that the moment where someone goes, babe, I've just started a podcast. Can you just get on it? Because I need my friends on.
That's the one, babe. Yeah, that's the one.
And what did you talk about? Did you talk about art?
Vaguely. It was Sarah Hadland and I, and we were trying to talk about art, but I remember there was some talk about, like, making pasta, like macaroni, what do you call it? Collage? What is it called?
Cauliflower cheese. Oh.
Collages.
Oh, pasta art.
Yeah. It was highbrow. And it's just gone downhill since, basically.
When was the last time you made macaroni art, Laura?
It was actually Sarah's mother that makes the collages.
So Sarah's mother is a professional macaroni artist.
Absolutely correct.
And how's that going for her?
I'm not sure she makes a living from the macaroni.
Good happy. To know.
She's happy.
And that's what matters. Yeah.
Pasta makes you happy.
It also bloats individuals.
Just put it on the art. Don't put it in the belly. Yeah. You know?
If you're wheat intolerant, do the macaroni art on the paper and not in your bowels.
Boom.
Laura Aikman. Who am I here with?
Corbin, I did a interview with Robert for Circle 08. Mm-hmm. I did a project with Aylesbury Grammar School and year eight boys, and I make flags. A lot of my work is like I write on flags basically, and we did a project where I went in, I spoke about positive masculinity and reframing these ideas of what we associate with masculinity, and then we wrote it down on our flags basically, sewed them all together into a big tapestry, and then I wrote them a poem, and then we marched them through the playground and I read them a poem back. It was kind of like a poem to myself if I was in year eight, or what I would have said to my younger self.
That's quite beautiful.
But I've like been listening to Talk Art since I was at St. Martin's, and it was kind of like, for me, one of the kind of only accessible platforms for learning about art and hearing about other artists' practices. But yeah, it's kind of always been in my life since I've kind of known art, I guess.
If I were a flag, what would I look like and what would you write on me? It's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd kind of have like a sort of like a doily curtain for you sort of pattern, and maybe, I don't know, what would I write on it?
I don't know.
A doily curtain. I'm into that. Like one of those doilies where you used to put the like the Barbie on the toilet roll. That kind of doily.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But like my flags are always like confessions or messages to myself. What would you say to yourself?
Ooh. Just flip this question on me. Whoa. What would I say to myself?
Yeah.
I would say to myself...
Like one of my flags that I made when I was younger was... a message that my dad basically used to say to me, don't do that, you're like a soft lad. And then basically I wrote, I did a St. George's cross that said, soften up, hard lad. It was kind of like a message to my dad, basically.
That's deep. I was just going to say something like, it's really not that deep. Just get a bucket of chicken. Dosakat has found two stunningly dressed individuals. I'm digging footwear. I'm digging monochromatic. It's giving... New York City in fall, yeah? Was that what we were going for this morning?
100%.
I was just going for string rest, so yeah.
And I was, yeah, well, I was going for a paycheck. Right, now, if you could kindly introduce yourselves to us and just let us know, in a few short words, how you know Russell and or Robert.
Hi, I'm Joy Amasangi. I'm an artist, and I know Russell and Robert through their podcast, actually. Yeah, I was on an episode with Ronan McKenzie.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
What's your discipline?
I am a painter, but I also draw. I have a long list of things that I do, okay. But let's just say I'm a visual artist.
Let's just say you've got talent. How about that? Yeah. I'm an artist. What's my discipline? Talent. Okay. Was there anything that you ever looked at and thought, I should finish this, but I don't know if people are actually going to like this, but I'm going to finish it because I've already done 3/4 of it?
Probably most of my paintings, I would say. No, but I think it's like, I don't think about the people who are viewing it. I think about myself and whether I like it. And sometimes I'll paint a whole thing and then decide I hate it. Paint it all white, start again, and that painting will be way better. So it happens quite frequently, but it's just part of the process.
And when was the last time inspiration hit you?
Maybe the group show in a Carl Friedman gallery, which is created by Rona McKenzie. There was a film by Julian Knox that I really felt so inspired watching. So I love that film. And I don't normally connect with film work, but you just got to go see it.
Amen.
You see it.
I will go and see it. Eventually. I'm joined here on the streets of, Paddington. And I'm standing here with some icons, some blood relations. Tell us who you are and where you come from.
Well, I'm Russell's father. We come from Billericay.
I'm Dan, his brother, also at Billericay.
Claire, his sister-in-law, with a voice not for radio or a face.
You didn't tell me where you were from.
No, Billericay.
Stunning. Oh, and who has just arrived but the pearly queen herself? Please tell me, what's your name and where do you come from?
It's like blind date. Carol. Uh-huh. Tovey.
Yeah.
Mother of Russell.
Robert.
Yeah. And where do I come from?
Where'd you come from, babe?
Essex.
Where in
of
Essex?
Of course, Billericay.
Oh my God. Oh my Billericay God. Is out in force tonight. Now, let's talk art. Do we care?
Oh yes, we definitely care.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Russell likes it.
Exactly. That was the answer I was looking for. Now, growing up, Russell must have been constantly talking about art. Is that correct?
He's been a collectorholic since he's been tiny. So whatever he does, he's had to do it 100%.
Now, would you say that those who collect art don't actually have the talent to become artists?
That's an odd one.
Essentially, Carol, what I'm asking you is, can Russell draw?
Yeah, what do they call it? Telephone cartoon. So if you're on the telephone, you're doing all those little bits. Doodles, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what I've deducted from this is that Russell is a fantastic doodler. Is that correct?
And he's always done it. And even when he was at school, all his work at school from being little in the juniors, he was always being told off because he'd do all his work but draw little doodles already. So we got told off for that.
And would you, have you any of these doodles framed at home?
No. So you
didn't care too much for the doodles, is that correct? Good to know. Now let's talk about the book. It's too late, Carol. You've said what you've said. Now, in terms of the book, have you had a flick through the book?
Yeah.
And what do you think of it? Well, let's talk about the cover. What do you think about the cover?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Nice colour. Opposite to the other one, where the other one was pink. You got the pink writing there.
Mm.
Yeah. No. Lovely.
Good.
Stands out in the bookshop.
Oh, and has Russell and or Robert signed a copy for you yet?
Most definitely, yes. Both.
What is it about art that makes you want to stop and stare at it?
It's strange because until Russell actually got really involved in art, we wasn't really into it. But now our house is full of contemporary art and we end up now going out buying our own stuff without even consulting Russell.
Oh my God. What about you, Carol? Let him loose.
Got no money left in the bank.
No. Was a lot of your first pieces of art because Russell had run out of space on his own walls?
No, we have got some of his stuff that he'd run out of space, but he said, you need to get that one, look at that one, see, I like all really colourful ones.
And have you seen the art that's in his house at the moment? Or both homes, I should say, all of his homes, because he's so wealthy.
Every time you go, it's all moved around. So there'll be a different one on a different wall or something, yeah.
But have you ever walked into the house and gone, good God, that's ghastly?
Yes.
He had one that looked like some old tramp had picked out everything on the pavement and stuck it on a bit of card. And I couldn't get to grips with that.
No.
But it then turned out Robert talked me through it, and it turned out to be one of Rebecca Warren's. So I'm going, there's some old tramp.
Oh, my.
But it wasn't. Now I understand it.
And Carol, if you turn around now, here she is, ladies and gentlemen, it's Rebecca Warren.
Watch her, Becky.
Oh, my God. Becky with the good hair, but not the good art. Thank you so much to the Tovies. Over and out. Stunning. Yeah, no, I know who you are. I was giving you a dramatic pause. Well, it's Shyla, just in case you didn't hear it. Shyla, how are you, baby?
I'm great. Having a fantastic time in the middle of the heart of one of the poshest parts of Liverpool. And I just bump into my coolest dancer friend.
This is who we are. This is what happens. Asians find each other at these events. And you know what? We've made it. Now look at us. All with all these people. And I don't even know half of their names. But it's fine because they all think I'm beautiful. Now tell us, Charlotte, you are an artist. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Amen.
I've made it now.
Okay. And what are you making? Tell us what kind of like discipline and art and stuff you do.
Okay, so I do. I guess I'm an etcher, a printmaker, lithographer, and everything. And I did the Tate Britain facade.
Yes, you
for
do.
Love Neon Light, and that's how I've become quite famous. I was a bit famous before then, but now I've become like super famous because I was illuminated the world, and it was like a pilgrimage. And loads of people flocked to it. And then Russell and Robert invited me to do a talk over a year ago, and then asked me to read the second book. And I think they're great, and the crowd is fantastic, and I think this book's gonna go around the world and back. I think we need something like this because they do cover our class and diversity and pretty much everything, and they're just cool dudes because I think like they're kind of like down to earth, so they're doing something which is quite elitist to a certain extent, but they've brought it down a notch or two, and I think that's what they're very, very good at, and not many people can do that. And then they're always going to stay grounded. And be like, you're grounded. And I think that's hard to do in this kind of climate we're living in, because you've almost got to be here or there. You've got to be snotty, or that's it. But it's hard to be both.
Yeah. And well, I mean, I find it quite easy because all I need to do is put an eyelash on, and I can say anything I want.
Well, I think I just put my lippy on, and that's it too.
Well, amen. There you go. Yeah. From two icons on the streets of here, I'm gonna let you go because I know you got prior engagement.
I haven't, I just want to go for a wee wee.
That's what I mean, that's your prior engagement. Let's talk art.
Okay.
You love that, don't you? Now, you know Russell and Robert for many, many years. Yeah. Your best friends. Yeah. So let's just get over that. That's a boring question. As a brand new homeowner, Insert applause noise here, have you bought any pieces of art?
Yeah, I have actually.
Tell me, what was the piece of art? Did you have to consult Russell and Rob?
Always.
Oh, you
always? Yeah.
Okay, so what was this piece of art? Tell me.
So my favourite artist at emerging is Daisy Paris. And they do the whole thing of colour and words beautifully. And it's really visceral. Some I couldn't live with, some I have to have. So I've got what I bought a piece to go in the flat of theirs. And also, who is here today, Navo Miller. Who is over there?
Is that the one in the glasses?
Yeah, one in the glasses.
Okay, just to let everyone know, he's really cute as well.
Cute and sensational. And we're talking about, he's waving.
He's waving and we're talking about him.
He's like amazing. And the first piece of art I hung on my wall was a Navrat Miller.
Oh my God, I love that. Which means Navrat Miller has to come over here and segue nicely into this. Dina, man, move, man. I will, listen, Dina, I'm going to heal, but I'll mess you up, you know. I've heard that you're quite iconic.
No.
Yeah. Susie said that one of the very first pieces that she ever hung up was one of yours, and it's one of her favourite pieces that she's ever bought. Isn't that nice?
It's very sweet to hear. I'm very flattered. Susie, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's always nice to hear how people react to my work. Once in a few people, there is one person that's like, it's really touching. Susie's one of them.
Aww, yeah, we do love Susie. Now, for the sake of our listeners, this is the Talk Art podcast that I'm hosting today because I'm getting paid. And I would like you to introduce yourself, tell us your discipline, and the title that you want people to know you as.
So my name is Navot Miller. I'm a visual artist. I like to paint right now, but it's not the only medium I am interested in. I love to work with video and sound and voice notes. So I would say, yeah, this is also why I prefer to identify myself as a visual artist and not a painter or, you know, I think a visual artist. At least I feel more comfortable with that title, yeah, I would say.
Title. Okay, fierce. And how did you meet Russell and or Robert?
So I met a guy on Grindr.
Okay, so far you've won. This is single the best story that I've ever heard in my life. Please carry on. Okay,
but it's long. Should I make it short?
Well, it depends how long was it.
Okay. So I met a guy on through Grindr 4 years ago. I went to his place, and the place smelled incredible.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say insane.
No, incredible. It was incredible. And I was like, what the heck is this? And it was like, it's this candle. And I was like, okay. Oh, and he liked my perfume, because at the time I worked at Le Labo. And then that was like four years ago. After that Grindr date, we stayed in touch primarily to trade candles. So I would send I live in Berlin. I would send perfumes to London and he would send me candles to Berlin. And then every time I'll come to London.
Every time you come in London. Well done, good one there.
It happens quite a lot.
Work.
So I would bring a perfume bottle and he'll get me a candle or a few candles. We met in 2020. That was the last time we met. And during this visit, I brought him a perfume. He gave me a few candles and he said, do you know Russell Tovey? And I said, no, I don't know Russell Tovey. And he said, hey, I think you should know him because he might like your work and you might like what he does. And basically this person introduced my work to Russell. And from there on, it was quite quick in how we clicked, both of us, Russell and I personally, how Russell appreciated my work. I was in London, so we met in person. Russell was very receptive to what, you know, just like my practice, what I like, what I want to do. And we stayed in touch, and shortly after I was invited to the podcast, and I'm so great. I'm forever grateful that I did, you know, that I did the podcast, because it is by far a very pivotal moment in my career. I mean, I have nothing to compare it with. I mean, Talk Art, you know, launched many things for me. And I'm very grateful for that, for both Russell and Rob. And it's also, like, apart from that, it's just great, you know, on a personal level. We clicked and we're close. And it's like this sort of friendship that I cherish, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. That's really wholesome. It started off quite sordid, but ended quite wholesome. Anyway, so is there a piece of work that you've ever looked at and thought, my God, why are people obsessed with this artwork? That's a yes. And would you care to tell us which one?
I think it's a personal taste.
So therefore, personally, within your taste, do you think there's any work that's overrated?
For me, yes, but I cannot point, like, one and why.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that.
We always, it's a matter of taste. We see something, someone's trash and someone else's treasure. You know what I mean?
Like, I do know what you mean. I just finished that phrase. That was lovely, wasn't it? I'm very fast. Language, do you speak German?
I do.
Okay, well, no. You like that one, didn't it? She thought I did, but I don't. I think the only things that come to my mind when someone says, do you speak German, is I don't speak German, but I can if you like.
That's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, ich liebe Nelsby, I don't know what she says. She's a Scheiße. And the other one is ich habe Schnupfen.
Wow, okay.
Which, for those illiterate people that are listening to this means I have a cold.
Hi, I'm Kadeef Kerwin. I'm an actor and writer, and Russell and Rob are two close friends of mine, and I'm here to support their wonderful second book, Talk Art, The Interview.
What I heard from that then was, as a friend, you were forced to be here, is that correct?
That is absolutely spot on. If you actually can show you the transcripts of our WhatsApp group, it's pretty threatening, yeah.
Just a quick, and to just follow on from that, were you paid to be here?
Unfortunately not. Still,
so you did this out of your own free will?
The kindness of my heart.
Wow. Mm. So in terms of talk art, do you?
I do talk art. Actually, Russell and Rob were instrumental in me getting my first piece of art that I bought, which was about 4 years ago. It was a David Shrigley edition from Counter Editions. And since then, it's been an avid fascination of mine. Mm. Every time I do a good job, I buy myself a piece of art. So. Okay.
And when was the last time you did a good job?
I'm doing one right now.
Oh, you better buy some art. So, have there been any pieces of art that you're dying to get your hands on?
I would love to get myself an original Daron Langberg painting. I have an edition of his and I have a lithograph of his, and I would love a work on canvas. That would be pretty amazing. And I think in a few months, I reckon I'll be there.
Oh, so what I'm hearing from this is that you're book busy and blessed.
That's right, baby.
Oh, she's got savings. Why are you in this photo? Anyway, okay. And in terms of Russell and Rob, I mean, great guys. Would you?
Would I continue to be friends with them? Yes. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's exactly what I wanted to know, because Russell and Rob have brought these people together today. We're quite an eclectic group of people.
It is. It's the brownest I think Baker Street's ever been. It's quite nice.
Is this Baker Street? I thought we were in Paddington.
No, it's the brown line as well. It's the Bakerloo line. But no, we're in Marylebone, aren't we?
Oh, we are. To be coloured within colours. Thoughts.
It is. It's like a work of art.
I'm standing in between a sandwich that I have quite often imagined. To be the filling or to be filled by either one of these artists, writers, podcasters, would be absolutely incredible as he fiddles with my knob.
That was me moving the knob.
Amen. To the left of me is somebody who I only know through one of those films in that particular scene in a hotel room. And it was honestly possibly my awakening. It's Russell Tovey.
Thank you, Dosa. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. And to another icon who stands next to my, on my right.
That's the right word. Well done.
Yeah. Somebody who I didn't know existed until they told me that they loved me. And that was about 5 minutes ago. It's Robert.
Even though every time I've met you, I've told you I loved you for the last year and a half.
And yet here I am with no ring on my finger.
Every time I've seen you before, I've walked up to you at the end and been like, I absolutely, legitimately love you.
Which is incredible because, I mean, you only actually now seem to talk to me on social media and never actually in person. But thank you so much for inviting me. Wait, you didn't. Russell did.
Or when it's recording.
Yeah, that's also true. If there's a check, if there's a fee.
If the cameras are rolling.
Cue Robert D. Am I right, guys? So let's talk art.
Okay.
How's it going?
We have a new book out, and we are here at Chilton Street celebrating our book with many joyous people, including Rose McGowan, who started the whole Me Too movement, and I love her, and she loves our new book, and I'm so proud she came. It was really a moment.
I completely agree.
Have you had a great day, Russell?
It's been a great day. Thank you so much for doing this for us.
You're paying me.
But we're gonna come back to the edit of this, and you've been set loose for like an hour and a half interviewing people, and I cannot wait to see what you've come up with.
One of the best people that I've interviewed has been the mothers, actually.
Really?
Judith and Carol.
Judith, very proud, aren't they?
Judith are, and do you know what? They actually are very proud of you both, and that was such a beautiful thing. And I think one thing that I've noticed about everybody at this event is that they are all deeply, deeply in love with you both, and they're super immensely proud of you both. And I think it's because of your energy sources that has brought such an eclectic group of people together. I've never seen so many quilted jackets in my life. Exactly, because I knew that was what the brief. It's been really lovely to hear how accessible you guys have made this world for so many people. And when you listen back to this, you're going to realize that you two are the reason for so many people's love of art and their first painting.
Well, that's a real privilege and a wonderful thing to hear. Thank you. Yeah, we love it, and we're going to keep loving it and keep doing it, and it just feels amazing to be surrounded by so much love and so many people that want to be here with us on this journey.
What's been the highlight of this day? Is that a question that I should ask? That sounds very graduation, doesn't it? What's the highlight of this day?
I'm just relieved, to be honest, that it's out there finally. And I've been getting loads of messages from like loads of artists that have run. Like there was a guy in west of Ireland who found one in his local bookshop and he bought it and he looks so thrilled. And it's stuff like that, like that, you know, it's like meaning something to people. You know, when I was a kid, I used to listen to the music of Tori Amos, and she was making music from the States, obviously, but I felt like I sort of belonged when I heard her records. And I feel a bit like that with our book. I feel like it kind of reaches out to people, and it can be a bit of a, like a big hug or something. You know, if you're feeling isolated wherever you live or whatever, or you don't have people that like art as much as you do, it's like they know that we're out there, the geeks.
Final thoughts, yes. Final words, yes. Final processes of this evening. What's on your mind? When I say talk art the book, what do you say?
You say talk art the book. We say I need a drink. It's been a big push for this book, and we're just very proud of it, and how it's connected with so many people is just, you know, it is pride. I feel absolute pride, and I'm desperate for a drink now.
I feel gratitude, and thanks so much to all the artists that let us include their images and their words and their thoughts and their inspirations in this book, because without them there is no talk art. And also to everyone listening, 6 million downloads, we just found out, and it's pretty major, so thank you so much. We love you, and most of all, thank you to Dosa.
You guys are so stupid, but thank you.
I can't wait to see you in the new TV series as well with Russ.
Oh my god, we're in a TV show, aren't we, Russell?
Yeah, it's called Juice. It's written by Marwan Rizwan. We are in it together. It's on later this year, 2023. So, yeah, BBC Three, Juice.
Yeah, in the UK, also available on iPlayer.
Bring Dosa to people's homes.
I know. Not on this podcast, though. Rude. But that's okay. I just do this, I guess, for the small amounts of peanuts I get. I also haven't even received a signed book.
We're doing that now. You're the last one.
Am I?
Yep.
Well, then, you know what? Right, shall we also... is the last signing ever. If anybody wants it, let me know. Yeah. You're global around water. Is Waterstones global? Fierce drag than it is now. Now, what we're gonna do is we're always gonna say bye in three-part harmony. Okay, so who's going low, high, mid?
I go low, you go high.
Ready? So we'll just say goodbye. Like we're the children in that film with the singing and the Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Ready?
Music.
There you go. Right, 3, 2, 1.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Talk Art with Robert Diamond and Russell Tovey.
Follow us on Instagram @TalkArt, where you can view images of all artworks discussed in today's episode, with music by Jack Northover.
Subscribe to Talk Art at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts.
Give us a rating and write us a comment. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.